79, Neil Larson, along with Julie Mason. And joining us is a Republican candidate for U.S. Senate running against Senator Jim Risch. And Josh Roy joins us this morning. Josh, welcome. It's good to have you with us. How are things?
Things are very good. Thank you for the opportunity to talk today. I appreciate it.
Well, this is the first time you've chatted with us and our audience. So take a minute or two and introduce yourself, your background, and why you decided to climb this tall mountain of running for a U.S. Senate seat in Idaho.
Yeah, thank you. So I have four kids, and my wife and I have been married 23 years. I'm a licensed engineer with an MBA, and I work at a paper production facility in Lewiston, Idaho. Think old school heavy manufacturing. We make about 1,800 tons per day, mostly milk carton paper. If you bought a cup of coffee at a coffee stand, there's a good chance the paper came from our plant in Lewiston. Hmm. Yeah. And so old school heavy industry, something that's increasingly missing in America. You know, we don't really make steel or aluminum anymore, or copper or microchips for that matter. And even like our farms are consolidating. Just think the producing man that makes stuff. That's where I come from. And so my story of how I ended up in this race is interesting. I'm reasonably well connected to the current events. I enjoy reading. And in November, I wrote our Senator Jim Risch a letter about car prices. They were having hearings that week on car prices. And I write our senator and representatives maybe twice a year, maybe three times a year, usually on something, policy details, you know, nothing too interesting. It's usually pretty boring. But as a licensed engineer who studied some aspects of vehicle design in college, I know why car prices are high. And it's like not doesn't make any sense that, you know, the average new car is $50,000 and a work truck's almost $100,000. It's insane. I mean, how can you run a ranch on a $100,000 truck, right? So I write him a letter. And after I write him, I was like, I wonder about this guy. Like, what's he up to? You know, I hadn't really looked around much. And I looked him up and realized that he was running for re-election, up for re-election in May of this year, and that he was 82 years old and would be 83 in the early part of May, and that he's planning on serving until almost the age of 90 as a U.S. senator. And I was like, well, I just watched Joe Biden, right? I've watched Mitch McConnell. I've watched Nancy Pelosi and Dianne Feinstein, Maxine Waters. I mean, in my job, I have a real job and we work hard. There has never been an 83-year-old in my production facility, right? And quite frankly, for any working man or woman out there, we all know that this is problematic. We're watching Congress flounder and we're nobody's stopping to ask why. And so I was like, okay, I wonder who else is running. So I went looking for every other registered Senate candidate, anybody saying I'm running for U.S. Senate in the state of Idaho in 2026. The only other candidate I could find in November was Joe Evans. And anybody who knows Joe Evans' history, which he's not a well-known person, knows that his main thing is marijuana legalization. He's a big-time advocate of marijuana legalization. You can go back through his book. So I'm sitting there in November, way too late to launch a Senate campaign. I have no political experience, and I'm not a wealthy man. I'm very much just a middle-class guy. And I just said, this is insane, absolutely ludicrously insane. I have to go vote in May to choose between someone who's going to be 83 years old and a marijuana advocate for one of the most powerful elected positions in the globe. I just was like, somebody's got to say or do something. And I was like, I wonder if a regular guy can run. Like, could a guy, a working man with four kids ages 9 to 17, who doesn't have millions of dollars and has no political background, like, this is so bad that I wonder if a guy could actually do this.
So Josh, let me jump in. We don't have a whole bunch of time, but I do want to ask you maybe specifically to talk about Senator Risch's record, because yes, he is in, you know, 80s plus club now, and I know that Todd Achilles has talked about that and others are talking about it, and we do talk about age in politics increasingly. But is there anything specific to Senator Risch's performance, votes that he's made, the way he's led the committees that he is a chair of, anything specific to how he functions in Congress that you take issue with, deeper than just the demographic fact of his age?
No, quite frankly, there's not. I mean, you can pick apart some arcane details of legislation. But I should emphasize that Senator Risch is a good man who I respect very much so. And what I've discovered is that the age is the main thing. I have talked to thousands of people. It's very likely that Senator Risch is going to struggle to beat Todd Achilles over the summer. That is the issue. He's a good man. He's got a decent voting record. I deeply respect him. I do not agree with his choice to run for office at age 83. He should be mentoring the next generation. He should not even be on the ballot. He should be traveling around the state, telling us all to vote, encouraging us, talking about policy details, and then he should be mentoring the guy who comes after him and ensuring a smooth transition of power. That's the appropriate thing to do at that position in your life.
Yeah.
All right, let's hit on a couple of key issues with the little bit of time that we have left. Immigration, I was checking out your website. I'm not seeing a lot on that. So will you give us your stance on immigration? And then what else would be a primary factor for you if you were to win this race and serve in D.C.?
Yeah, so I really do believe that America is for Americans, and that people who come into this country illegally should be deported as expeditiously as possible. You know, we can be nice about it, and I have great sympathy for the hardworking men and women who come to this country seeking a better opportunity, but they do need to come to this country legally. Well, the main thing I bring to this race is I am a legitimate expert in old school industrial manufacturing. And we don't think a lot about the producing man in America, but you know, we barely have machine shops anymore, right? Our farms are consolidating like crazy. And an understanding of how goods are made is lost. In fact, there is nobody in Congress that I know of who has ever worked in a steel mill or probably a sawmill or an aluminum smelter. There's very few men in Congress who have done real farm work. There's a few. Jim Risch, to his credit, has done some of that. And we desperately need expertise in our government on the real world. Right? And here's some things to think about, like inflation. Most of our inflation is caused directly by bureaucratic policy in our government. And we don't even stop and think about it. But I take like a Ford work truck, an F-250 that runs America. You know, a 1990 Ford work truck today would cost half the price of a 2025 Ford work truck, right? And you ask, well, why? Well, you start digging through the regulation and bureaucracy behind truck production and what is in your vehicles, and you realize the truck should be $50,000, not $100,000. But like a stability control system on a vehicle, which is required by regulation, nobody in Congress voted for stability control, is a multi-thousand dollar unit, $4,000, $5,000, $7,000, and you have multiple systems on your vehicle like that. And we ask why we have inflation, and we never stop to actually say, why do we have inflation, right? And you start digging through production data and regulatory and bureaucracy data on everything, everything farmers deal with. Look at the price of tractors, right? I mean, you start digging into the requirements from the EPA on engine technology on tractors. We deal with D8s and D9s all the time at work. I deal with loggers, right? We can't afford for our tractors to be $500,000, $700,000, $1 million, right? In 1985, that tractor was 200 grand in today's dollars. What in the world has happened to us? It's true of trucks. It's true of, I mean, you start looking at insurance prices.
Yeah.
There's a reason we can't afford insurance. It's all bureaucracy regulations.
We're talking with Josh Roy. He's running for U.S. Senate. So, Josh, beyond vehicle affordability, I mean, there are a lot of issues that are important to Idahoans, things like national security. And right now, Senator Risch is the chair of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. We would lose that seniority. So, and he will be the first to remind voters that that's a pretty important position to have, that we would lose if you're victorious. How would you allay those fears and those concerns that voters would have?
Well, I mean, look, to have the Senate create a rule that says that all committee positions are based on seniority, therefore, you can no longer elect me out of office. Even, I mean, look, the average age of the Senate is well over retirement age now, because I might lose this position. Right? That's like the rubbing the lamp and the genie pops out and asking for more wishes. It doesn't work that way, right? And Senator Risch is not any different than any other human being. We have to turn these offices over. And they have to be turned over in a responsible way with mentoring and a transfer of leadership. And a Senate committee position, in my opinion, doesn't, just because you made a rule that says now you can't let me out of office because I'll lose this committee position. Yep. That doesn't make any sense at all. Right. All that does is leave Idahoans holding the bag. I mean, look, I think it was Maxine Waters who was still trying. Like she was done. Right. And we have to grow up. We have to make decisions as adults that we are responsible for these choices, and we have to hold our elected leaders accountable, right? Jim Risch is accountable for the fact that a transfer of power needs to happen.
Yeah. All right. Well, Josh, we are out of time. We appreciate you joining us this morning. If our listeners would like to check out your website, it is Josh Roy for Idaho. That's F-O-R, not the number. So Josh Roy, F-O-R, Idaho.com. And we wish you the best of luck in the coming weeks, Josh.
Neil, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
All right.